With congressional members back in their districts on recess, town hall meetings are springing up again, some with the elected officials, some without. Last night in Spokane, the progressive group Fuse Washington held what it billed as a health care town hall at the Unitarian Universalist Church. Spokane Public Radio's Doug Nadvornik was there.
Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers has skipped town hall meetings this year in favor of smaller gatherings with constituents. She was not present last night either. What she missed was a series of speakers criticizing her for her role last week in support of the House Republican health care plan. Many, such as Teresa Tanner, are worried that means people will lose the care they have.
As the only Washington representative who voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act, I have a question for Congressman McMorris Rogers. Where will the thousands of statewide Medicaid patients go if they are not allowed to use their benefits at Planned Parenthood for preventative and primary care, including wellness exams, cancer screenings, and birth control?
One speaker criticized McMorris Rogers for mentioning her son in her newspaper column that came out the day after the House vote. In it, she said her son's Down syndrome, which she referred to as a pre-existing condition, was one reason why she voted for the American Health Care Act. Several people called on the U.S. to adopt a single-payer system, such as those employed in many industrialized nations. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.